This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you download the show, you can listen to all 3 hours free, podcasted, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And you know what time it is. For you new listeners of the show, every single Monday at this time, we do Medal of Honor Monday, where we take a Medal of Honor citation, the write-up they did on what one of these heroes did, and we just read it. That's it. That's it. It's not more complicated than that. And we do accept suggestions. A lot of people have one they love. A lot of people have one that's in their family or friends. Jesse, I used to be neighbors with this guy. Whatever, for whatever reason, if you want to email in a suggestion along with your love and hate and death threats, you can email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I love this one today. Hi, Jesse. I'm a new listener. I love the show. Heard about you from Buck and then Clay and Buck. I have a suggestion for Medal of Honor Monday. Tibor Rubin, a Hungarian Jewish Holocaust survivor who immigrated to the U.S. in 1948, fought in the Korean War, received the Medal of Honor. Please keep up the amazing work. Okay, so Tibor Rubin, obviously, as you just heard, he was in Hungary at a time when Europe was not exactly wonderful to Jews. And then the Nazis took over everything, and then it went from not wonderful to Jews to flat out hostile to Jews. And Tibor Rubin found himself as a young teenager in a concentration camp, and the guards would tell him, hey, we're just going to kill all you Jews. All you Jews are going to die. And then one day, American GIs burst into this camp and liberated him. And this guy, I've seen a couple videos with this guy in the past. He seems like such a cool dude. He's talking about being liberated and then getting to come to America. And he said, I knew I had a debt to pay. How freaking cool is that? I knew I had a debt to pay. So the war breaks out in Korea. And I just want to preface before I go into the reading to say it starts out, he's on a hill by himself. When he got into the army, one of his sergeants, I believe it was his first sergeant, one of his sergeants hated Jews, and was always dogging on him, calling him that effing Jew, and just always dogging on him. And he sent him over to this hill to die. He said, you need to go over to the top of this hill and guard it while we escape, because his unit was under siege. I'll read you the Medal of Honor citation, then I'll finish up that little story.
Ready?
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, Corporal Rubin distinguished himself by extraordinary heroism during the period from July 23rd to 1950. To April 2nd, 1953, while serving as a rifleman with Company I, 8th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division in the Republic of Korea. While his unit was retreating to the Pusan perimeter, Corporal Rubin was assigned to stay behind to keep open the vital Taegu-Pusan road link used by his withdrawing unit. During the ensuing battle, overwhelming numbers of North Korean troops assaulted a hill defended solely by Corporal Rubin. He inflicted a staggering number of casualties on the attacking force during his personal 24-hour battle, single-handedly slowing down the enemy advance and allowing the 8th Cavalry Regiment to successfully complete its withdrawal. Following the breakout from the Pusan perimeter, the 8th Cavalry Regiment proceeded northward and advanced into North Korea. During the advance, he helped capture several hundred North Korean soldiers. On October 30th, 1950, Chinese forces attacked his unit at Unsan, North Korea, during a massive nighttime assault. That night and throughout the next day, he manned a 30-caliber machine gun at the south end of the unit's line after three previous gunners became casualties. He continued to man his machine gun until his ammunition was exhausted. His determined stand slowed the pace of the enemy advance in his sector, permitting the remnants of his unit to retreat southward. As the battle raged, Corporal Rubin was severely wounded and captured by the Japanese. Choosing to remain in the prison camp despite offers from the Chinese to return him to his native Hungary, Corporal Rubin disregarded his own personal safety and immediately began sneaking out of the camp at night in search for food for his comrades. This freaking guy. Breaking into enemy food storehouses and gardens, he risked certain torture or death if caught. Corporal Rubin provided not only food to the starving soldiers, but also desperately needed medical care and morale support for the sick and wounded of the POW camp. His brave, selfless efforts were directly attributed to saving the lives of as many as 40 of his fellow prisoners. Corporal Rubin's gallant actions in close combat with the enemy and unyielding courage and bravery while a prisoner of war are in the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself and the United States Army. The guy essentially won the Medal of Honor twice. Now, let's clarify something about the first one. I already told you he got sent to that hill. Well, there's a couple of things you need to know, and longtime listeners of the show or people who geek out on the Korean War will know this. Communists, obviously, are anti-humans. We talk about that all the time, but it translates into how they fight as well. It always has. And it can create problems for the enemy. It also creates a lot of problems for their troops, but it creates problems for the enemy when you have no regard whatsoever for the life of your troops. What does that mean for Rubin, Corporal Rubin? Well, no, I told you he got sent to the top of that hill. Well, there were a bunch of fighting holes at the top of that hill already because they'd previously been dug in on top of that hill. He gets sent to the top of the hill alone. He's immediately worried. He has two different weapons, a rifle and a carbine. He immediately begins staging extra grenades in the various foxholes, fighting holes. He was in the army, so he called them foxholes. Foxholes around the top of the hill. He then began staging ammunition for both of his weapons in the different fighting holes around the top of the hill. Well, that brings me to the communists and their disregard for the human life of their soldiers. In the Korean War, you really saw this. You've seen this in tons of wars, World War II, so on and so forth. But in the Korean War, because they don't value the lives of their troops, they don't try to find a tactical way to assault a hill. Sadly, for the people trying to defend a hill, the communists simply gather all their people up and charge. That's what they do. It's just a mass, overwhelming, charging attack, which if you're on the top of the hill, that's like the worst thing ever. Also, if you're one of the charging troops, it's pretty much the worst thing ever because the chances you're going to die are pretty strong. Eventually, you'll get him. Don't get me wrong. But they amass at this hill while his unit is leaving, and they begin assaulting him in waves. Well, this guy just starts emptying his rifle, and then he's switching mags, or it's actually clips on the M1 Garand. Then he's pulling out the carbine. Then he's going fighting hole to fighting hole, just chucking grenades down the mountain at all the people who are coming at him, running from hole to hole to hole, chucking grenade and chucking grenade and chucking grenade. He said he was so scared, he thinks he was hallucinating at the time. That's how scared he was. This is a guy, he said he prayed to every god he knew of on top of the hill. He said he prayed to Allah. He said he was up there praying to the Christian God. He said he was up there praying to Buddha. He said, I don't know which one of them pulled me off the top of the mountain, but that's what I was praying to everybody. And this is one of the coolest parts. We'll get to the POW part here in a moment. This is one of the coolest parts for me, part you didn't get from the citation. Remember I told you his first sergeant hated Jews and hated him for being a Jew, and so he set him up there? Well, they left him there. As in, just left him to die, and they took off. He's up there for 2 or 3 days. he looks around and he finally realizes these people aren't coming back to get me. And he decides he's going to go find his unit. So he starts walking off the hill and he describes the scene walking off the hill. He felt guilt. He talked about feeling guilt. He's walking off the hill in just a sea of bodies that he killed. He's looking at all of them, just a minefield full of dead North Koreans because they dared try to assault the hill where Tibor Rubin happened to be. Gets back to his unit and then fights his way into captivity again. And then, look, like they said, not a lot is known. You know what I should actually do? I should do a little history bit on this at one point in time. It's really an undertold story, a story most people don't know about. Our POWs from Korea. What our POWs from Korea went through. You know, Vietnam POWs understandably get a lot of play, and World War II and whatnot. We don't talk about what the guys in Korea went through. Maybe I should do that, but not right now. We have to talk about something else. We have to talk about, well, emails, Dome, Joe Biden's a crook, and so much more. We also have to talk about you getting ripped off for inferior meat at your grocery store. We all are. These grocery stores are all owned by these gigantic commie companies, and so we should be giving them as little of our money as possible. And now, thanks to Good Ranchers, you can have much better meat than you get at the store. All American meat, might I point out, all American sourced, and you can have it delivered to your front door. Higher quality meat delivered to your front door. It's time to start crossing meat off the grocery list. Get a subscription to one of the boxes at Good Ranchers. And when you do that, you get 2 years worth of free ground beef with it. That's $480 worth of free burger, man. All you have to do is go to goodranchers.com and use the code Jesse. That gets you $25 off the box and $480 worth of free ground beef. That's it. You don't have to go to the grocery store again for meat. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. American meat delivered.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
We got this email. One more thing on the Trump stuff. We'll move on to some other things. Jesse, it's hard not to notice the right-wing podcasts and radio shows haven't woken up to the fact most of the D.C. GOP doesn't want Trump as much as the communists don't. McConnell, McCarthy have sat politely at the kids' table waiting for scraps from their communist counterparts. They should all sound something like MTG and Kerry Lake, but they don't. The GOP's silence says it all. It's like you say, no one's coming to save you. We have to fight this one ourselves and vote the Republican communists out. Yes, Mitch and the others are very much communists. Yeah, look, like I said, keep Trump and his family in your prayers. But there's very likely nothing you can do to save him from an evil system. That doesn't mean there's nothing you can do to save your country. Every single member of the GOP House of Representatives is up for re-election 2024. Senators, too. Your school board needs taken over. Your city council, your board of supervisors. Are you going to be a local activist, or are we just going to quit? Because an evil system is destroying Trump. Is that going to cause us to quit? I don't think we should quit. I think we should keep going. And yes, it's true. The McConnell, McCarthy types, the truth is, McConnell has been in politics for a long time trying to get to that place where he is now. You know, the most powerful Republican in D.C. Not only is he probably corrupt, he's not going to risk any of that for Trump. He hates Trump. Can't wait for him to be gone. McCarthy, too. He's wanted to be Speaker of the House forever. He's finally Speaker of the House. Finally gets to be Speaker of the House. Do you think he's going to risk that? Well, no. I mean, only if they don't give him the documents.
The thing that holds up whether to do impeachment inquiry, provide us the documents we're asking. The whole determination here is how the Bidens handle this. If they provide us the documents, there wouldn't be a need for impeachment inquiry. But if they withhold the documents and fight like they have now to not provide to the American public what they deserve.
Yeah, I got it. We need the documents. Well, what about the eyewitnesses talking about Joe Biden's bribery? You've heard of Victor Shokin, right? I'm going to play this for you. It sounds weird because he's speaking a different language and they're translating it. So it's going to sound like two different dudes. But this is the Ukrainian prosecutor. It's not as if the GOP doesn't have evidence. Here's Viktor Shokin.
There were illegal activities engaged in by Burisma. The founder and CEO of Burisma started bringing in people who could provide protection for him. Hunter Biden was among them. My firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed. The fact that...
Okay, it's hard to hear, but you heard him. This was the case. They were being bribed. We have... documents. We have documents with the bribery amounts. We had to subpoena those documents to get them from the FBI, but we have the documents. Why aren't they doing something? Why aren't the Republican AGs in this country, DAs, indicting Democrats? You know why they're not? Because they all think this stops when Trump goes away. They're all naive enough to think it's about Trump instead of it being about communists. And this is something Trump lovers and Trump haters both miss too. It's only Trump that's trying to destroy Trump. It's Trump, Trump, Trump. Or the Trump haters are, yeah, it's because Trump's so stupid. Yeah, Trump deserves it. No, this is about communists being in a position of power they've never been in before. And communists believe in using that power. And they're not going to lay that power aside when they're done using that power on Trump. They're going to use it on the next guy and the next guy and the next guy after that until they begin to feel some form of fear that we will use it back on them. Then that will hopefully give them some sort of a hesitation. But Trump haters and Trump lovers both miss this whole thing. It's about the communists. It's not about Trump. Now, look. Do they hate Trump a lot? Yeah, of course they do. For the Trump lovers, yes, of course they do hate Trump a lot. They do. For the Trump haters, did Trump do things to make this easier for them? Oh my gosh, of course. Yes, yes. But also remember, Trump is the first of the system disruptors. There's always a first. Whenever you have a corrupt system, there's always a first guy. Well, it doesn't matter what system you're looking at. There are many examples of this throughout history. The first guy always comes off the most naive and kind of weakest. He always does. Why? Because he's the one whose very existence revealed just how deep and evil it goes. You know, we didn't know. So the next one will be smarter and meaner. And the next one will be smarter and meaner. And the next one will be smarter and meaner. Now, before we get to any of that, I think it's time we sit down for just a few minutes and we kind of suss out exactly what this COVID panic, fake COVID panic, half COVID panic, COVID return, whatever it is you want to call it. What exactly is this going to look like? What form is this going to take? Is this going to affect all of us? Some of us? All of us a lot? All of us a little? Some of us a lot? I think I have some idea of where this is going, and we will get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. I want to talk about basic self-defense. Basic self-defense, because I get emails all the time. Jesse, what do I do here? What do I do there? And I'm not the world's expert, but I am here to tell you, you really do need to have something on you at all times that allow you to stop an evil guy. And I'm the first one to admit, you know, I just downsized my personal weapon a little bit. I'm the first one to admit sometimes it's not convenient. And look, sometimes you're out working out. You're going for a jog, a bike ride. Jesse, where am I going to put a gun? Man, where's your hero arrow? Your hero arrow fits in any little pocket, little slip-in pocket, little shorty shorts pocket, little zip-up pocket. Hero arrow slips in all those. Non-lethal. So you don't need a concealed carry permit. Shoots pepper gel. They will stop an evil person from hurting you bad. Ladies, when you're out there on your jogs looking hot, please, please, hero arrow, please. There are predators everywhere. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount, but go get one. Hero2020.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, reminding you if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Before we get to these things, we have a couple things. We also have an update for you. You see, Joe Biden just spoke. He's doing a lot of talking about civil rights and stuff like that. Remember, Joe Biden has a long, very decorated history of pretending like he actually gave a crap or gives a crap about black people, including claiming he went to a black church, which is not true, claiming he was involved in civil rights. So Joe Biden has this long list of lies. And again, you and me, we've lied. Probably little lies, hopefully. I bet you've told some big ones. I've told some big ones in my life. I'm not proud of those, but not something we ever want to do, right? Something we strive to never do. And, all right, let's set you and me aside. Let's talk about politicians. We know politicians lie, especially presidents. But as I've said on the show many times before, there's never been a bigger liar than Joe Biden, because he doesn't tell a little lie here, a little lie there. He very bizarrely, it's the oddest thing in the world, he will tell the most gigantic lies that can be easily verified. You ever heard of the name Strom Thurmond? You know who Strom Thurmond is, right? Most people do. I'm going to set aside everything else for those who don't, but you should know this about Strom Thurmond. He hated the Civil Rights Act. Hated it with a passion. Now, how much did he hate it? Did he hate it enough to vote no? No, he hated it so much more than that. He hated it so much, he tried to filibuster it, meaning he stood there blocking its passage for, I believe, 24 hours. That he's actually probably the most famous opponent of the Civil Rights Act. Did you hear what I just said? Before I play this, I want you to know that Strom Thurmond's main claim to fame is the main opponent of the Civil Rights Act. The main opponent of the Civil Rights Act, which he voted against. And President Poopy Pants just got up and said this.
Pause for just a moment. I thought things had changed. I was able to literally, not figuratively, talk Strom Thurmond into voting for the Civil Rights Act before he died. And I thought, well, maybe there's real progress.
What? That's the thing. The biggest liar in presidential history. That's not a little twisting of the truth. It's not a manipulation of data. Well, sure, unemployment's down, but labor participation is at an all-time high. It's none of that. It's not even a, well, we had to invade this country or they would have invaded ours. You know, kind of a lie, but not one you can just lay out on a piece of paper and say, wow, that's absolutely true. Strom Thurmond was the main opponent of the Civil Rights Act. Joe Biden, President Poopy Pants, says that he got him to vote for it before he died. That never happened, and everyone on the planet knows that never happened. Republican, Democrat, left, right, that's an easily verifiable thing that never happened. We're not saying tomato, tomato, that never happened. It's a lie. And yet, the president, that's how he speaks. All right, before we get to the COVID in the future, I'm going to do something tonight. Because I know that was a heavy. That was a lot to take in the first hour. I want to do something. I want to know from you by email or phone what your plans are for activism this year or next year. Activism. Not down in the dumps. Not sucking our thumb. All's lost. Not, oh no, Jesse, without Trump, we're finished. I want to know what your activism is going to be. And remember, it doesn't have to be sexy and it doesn't have to be big. Don't think you have to call in here and say you're running for Congress. Are you planning on talking to your neighbors about politics so you can start getting bolder in normal settings and spreading the words? Boom, that counts as activism. All right? You running for local office? Supporting someone is? Who is? That counts as activism. Are you going the extra mile with your money where you spend it and don't spend it? That's activism. Remember, you vote every day with your dollar. I want to know what your plans are for activism in 23 and 24. Let me know. 877-377-4373. Or you can email in. They're already starting to come in. These are wonderful too. I told you, I'm going to read these on the air. Jay Steele, the subject of this one is in all capital letters. I'm on the ballot for school board. I was successful in getting added to the ballot for our local school board election. You've preached legal and local for so long, I figured now is the time, and why not me? I live in a blood red area, and we don't need any commies on our school board. The response from friends while getting my petition signed was great. They know what I stand for and will be enthusiastically supporting me. This energizes me greatly. Thanks for your encouragement, too. You can say my name if you wish. His name is Tim in Ohio. You see, Tim, he's not looking at all the disaster around us and saying, all is lost. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? I need a savior in the White House. Tim is choosing to be the savior. Tim went and looked in the mirror and said, that's where the solution is. It's not somewhere else. It's not someone else. It's me. Are you doing that? Big ways, small ways, I don't care. Are you doing it? If you are, then we're winning. 877-377-4373. I want to know about your activism plans for 23 and 24. Not quitting, not giving up. How are you going to fight back? Jesse, I heard your explanation of how you would handle a home invasion. Could you offer some clarity on the possibility of a benign intruder, i.e. a teenage son or friend sneaking in or a neighbor's visitor getting the wrong house? The life of a bad person should be taken. My concern is this may just be someone stupid. This is from Friday when we did the Ask Dr. Jesse question and someone asked, would you announce, hey, freeze, hey, leave, hey, I'm coming, you better get out. Or will I just walk up and kill him? And like I said, I'm just going to walk up as quietly as possible. I'm not announcing anything. I'm going to kill him. And you should know in regards to your question, I have already talked with my boys about, and my boys know that I know they're going to, you know, sow their wild oats a little bit, if you will. They're going to spread their wings and fly a little bit, but I've already told them sneaking out of the house and sneaking back in isn't an option. Why, Dad? Because then I'll kill you. I'll think that you're breaking in the house and I'm going to think you're in a murderer and I'm going to kill you. So unless you want me to kill you, don't break in. Don't sneak out and sneak back in. As far as the other stupidity goes, let me explain why I said that. Listen, let's say I'm worried about that, right? Let's say, what if it's a dumb neighbor? What if it's one of my son's friends? What if it's a homeless guy who's drugged out and making a mistake, right? And it's not that I have any desire to hurt any of those people. Here's what I can't afford. I can't afford to walk up to you and announce myself or announce myself ahead of time. Hey, I need you to freeze. Hey, stop. Hey, turn around. I can't afford risking that you're faster and deadlier than me because then my family dies. You see what I mean? If you're coming through the window and I don't put you down and I instead say, hey, freeze. Turn around and go back. How do I know you're not really fast and deadly? How do I know you're not, boom, turn and shoot, bullet in between my eyes? Now I'm dead. No, I did the right thing, right? I asked you to surrender. I did the right thing. Now my family is at the mercy of a murderer who just broke into the home. That is a risk I will not take, period. I have to assume. I assume this in every encounter or every potentially dangerous encounter. I assume I'm not faster and deadlier than the guy I'm facing. So I cheat. That's what I believe in. I cheat all the way because I'm not going to be the one who dies. Now, we're going to get to your calls. And I love this. Look at this. Activism from the anti-communists. What's your activism going to be? 23 or 24? Both. I don't care. Are we sucking our thumb and quitting? Okay, Trump's going down. Everything's lost. Or are we digging in and fighting back? There are a million ways to fight back. Looks like our people are fighting back. Gosh, I'm friggin' proud of you. We're going to get to these. Let us all be inspired. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know why that surprises you, Chris. You should know right when we were coming back from the break, I'll get to these calls. Jewish producer Chris was talking about Phil Collins, and he asked me if I'd seen what his wives look like. Well, surprise, surprise, he's had several wives, and Chris was shocked that they're hot. Chris, you understand what Phil Collins does for a living, right? Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Every dude instinctively knows. If you're ugly, you need to become a rock star. You need to play musical instruments. There's something about music that drives women insane. I don't know exactly what it is. Look, I don't know. The wife's the same way. The music just consumes her. I mean, she's not much of a band guy, but you understand what I mean? The music just consumes her. Women, the women in music, man, there's something about it. We'll get to the COVID stuff. I want to know what you're doing. 23, 24, rich. Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you something, brother. I'm a veteran. Okay. Coast Guard, 4 years. I give Hillsdale College subscriptions to people I know without telling them.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Activism takes on many different forms. What are you doing? What are we going to do? Not quit. What are we going to do? Brian, New York, go.
Hello, Jesse. I Convention of State Sex.
Your phone sucks. Call back from a Pure Talk phone. John in Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse, not long ago, I made a bad decision and found myself in the county lockup for a couple of months. Well, the guys do love you in there, by the way. But while I was in there, there was a program that a professor from a local university ran that brought in the young students and let them meet some of us guys who have made bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And now this professor and I are 180 degrees apart politically and on a lot of other things. But we found common ground and we remain friends to this day. And so much so that this professor has asked me to come this semester and participate in some of her classes. And I'm going to get the opportunity to talk to these young adults, these kids I call them, but the professor scolds me for calling them kids. But I get to talk to these young adults about how important they are to our future, how important it is to make good decisions, and how important it is to find common ground, even though this professor is deep blue and I'm blood red. We are friends, and we need more of this in today's world about common ground, making good decisions, and not being afraid to make mistakes, but thinking things through and doing things right. I'm really excited. I get to get into class. We're going to get together in the next week or so and schedule some time for me. I'm going to get about 45 minutes with these kids. And if I do a good job, which I think I will, I'm going to get the opportunity to do it frequently. And
you're not going to do a good job. You're going to do a great job. That's friggin' awesome. You're going to do a great job. That's awesome. Young people need to hear that message. That's awesome. And I love that they like me down in county, too. Feel the same way, boys. Get out and turn your life around. I'm with you. I love it. Gosh, that's friggin' awesome. Torrance, St. Louis, what are you doing to change things?
Hello, Jesse. I just wanted to say that my brother-in-law and I own a screen print shop. We always do some screen printing for T-shirts, and I'm thinking about devoting a certain portion of the day for pro bono, makes shirts with slogans to hand them out to all of our brothers and everybody that wants to get involved with slogans on them and so forth. And I'm thinking possibly some good slogans I had in mind would be like,
I support it 100%. Bob in New Jersey, go.
two-part in our family. My wife ran for town council on a Republican ticket, taking on the low tiers, and she's gotten into plenty of arguments with town council.
Yes.
And I'm taking on the board president from my town who believes that men can have babies, and I'm going for the board of ed, and I'm going after her seat, and it's going to be a long, hard battle, but I will win that seat. Bye.
My man. Give my best to your wife as well. I'm so freaking proud of you guys. Listen to this anti-communism. Not laying around, not always lost. Dave, Oregon, go.
Hey, Jesse. I have a blog that I put anti-communist things on, and I'm currently building a page, or I call it Put Your Money Where Your Morals Are. And I'm listing local anti-communist patriotic businesses on it. And I've also been serving as mayor for 9 years.
Well, that'll friggin' work, Dave. What's the blog? You might as well plug it. You're on the air.
RussIsForUs.com.
RussIsForUs.com. Tony, Tampa, how are you giving back?
Here's how I'm doing, Jesse. Everybody, I tell everybody in my apartment complex, since that psychiatric case became president, food is up 20%, electricity is up 30%, and gas at the pump, that's up 40%. Also this, if Newsom becomes president, he's a charter member of that suicidal climate change cult. And what that means?
Tell everyone in your apartment. 877-377-4373. What's your activism going to be like? What action are you turning your anger into? We'll get back to these. Now let's talk about the COVID thing. Biden warns Americans about the rise in COVID-19 cases. Says new shots that work are on the way. Oh, and diversity hires saying things like this.
And we are going to encourage Americans to get their updated COVID-19 vaccine in addition to their annual flu shot. Let's not forget that is important for Americans to get. And an RSV immunization for people over 60 and for infants. That is something that we're going to continue to make very clear.
What's going to happen right now? What's the future look like when it comes to COVID-19? It's not a mystery. We've already talked about this before. It's not a mystery that it's coming back. They enjoyed COVID-19. Remember, it was no hardship for them. They friggin' loved it. They enjoyed it. What's going to happen, though? Is it going to affect us all? Yes and no. It's going to affect us all in some ways I see, probably some ways I don't see, and there are going to be some of us who are going to be able to escape the worst of it. Let's lay all this out, and then we'll get back to your activism, what you're doing. 877-377-4373. Tell me about your activism before we get to that. Let's do this. Activism also takes the form of doing good. Remember that. Doing good. We've tried to elevate our focus on that in our home, especially recently, too. Having a heart for others, doing good. When you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, you're doing good. And it's not wishful thinking. It's not like half these candidates and their slush funds to pay this and pay that. This is money that actually goes to the widows and orphans you're trying to help. Fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, shoot, catastrophically injured veterans. All you have to do is go to t2t.org and sign up to give $11 a month. t2t.org. And I want you to go look up their charity rating before you give. Before you give. Don't trust me. Go verify. Look at what their rating is. Exactly. It goes where you think it goes. T2T.org. Give now.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.